KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, in high school sports news locally, Rebecca Topham and Alex Flippin, a pair of senior long-distance runners from Griswold, will continue to run in college. The pair signed national letters of intent yesterday. Topham signed a national letter of intent to run both track and cross-country at Wichita State University. Topham is a four-time individual cross-country state champion and has won 8 state track and field titles. Flippin signed a letter of intent to run for Central Missouri. Both were members of the Tigers' 2012 cross-country and state track championship teams. Speaking of track and field, the Drake Relays will begin this afternoon for the high school qualifiers, with area athletes today participating in discus, high jump, long jump, and the 3,000 meters. In the girls' discus, Linnea Confirst of Glenwood will throw when the event begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon. In the boys' high jump, that begins as well at 3 o'clock today. That'll feature several area athletes, including Alec Hayes of Atlantic, Sam Obert of Coon Rapids Bayard, Colt Scott of Bedford, and Sam Wagner of IKM Manning. Also at 3 this afternoon, Michaela Evers of Harlan will be participating in the girls' long jump event. And on the Blue Oval, the girls' 3,000 meters will get underway at 4:10 this afternoon. Rebecca Topham of Griswold will be one of the featured performers in that high school race today. Well, brisk ticket sales could lead to a new attendance mark at this week's Drake Relays. The all-time attendance record of 45,838 was set just 2 years ago. Dave Haskin is an associate athletic director at Drake.
We're very encouraged with how the community and the city and the entire state have been responding, and we're looking forward to a great end of the Relays week.
Haskin says the biggest growth in ticket sales has been for the Friday night session, which was first added to the schedule in 2006.
You know, with the efforts of our marketing and ticket staff here, our Friday night is really where we've been pushing and trying to come up with new ways to encourage and have the community get involved. So Friday night really is our biggest room for growth.
Haskin says there are still tickets to the Saturday session available right now, but they are on pace for a 50th straight sellout.
We would encourage all of our fans to buy their tickets now, because you would hate to wait till the last minute and then walk up and not be able to have a chance to purchase a ticket.
Haskin says tickets for the first session in the stadium today are just $5. Like many of the athletes competing at the Drake Relays this week, David Brown's goal is to earn a trip to Rio in 2016. The only difference is that he's blind. Brown owns the world record for the visually impaired in the 100 and 200-meter dash, and he'll compete in the Paralympic 200 Friday night at Drake. A childhood disease robbed Brown of his sight, and he gravitated to track as a teenager. He burst onto the international scene in 2012 when he tried to earn a spot in the Paralympics.
I made the team to go to London, and I ranked in the top 5 in the 100 meters and the top 10 in the 200 meters. Had American records at that point in time, and I wasn't too far off from my major competitors. So the dream of becoming number one was actually right there in my grasp. I just had to work a little bit harder in order to grab it.
Brown says it still blows his mind that he owns 2 world records, but what he really wants is a gold medal at the 2016 Paralympics. He says when fans watch him run, he wants them to know that anything is possible.
I'm somebody that doesn't have any sight, but yet I'm running at lightning speeds, and at the same time, you know, I'm not just out there representing myself. You know, my slogan is running for his glory. So I'm out there representing God. I'm representing the United States of America, and at the same time, I'm representing my family.
Well, Brown competes with the aid of a guide runner. Jerome Avery had an accomplished career of his own, and he competed in 4 U.S. Olympic trials.
We're basically connected with a tether, so we'll have a string in between our hands, and instead of one lane, we're allowed 2 lanes, one for me and one for him, and we can veer in between those 2 lanes. And you'll just be hearing me yelling down the track while I'm running with him, making sure I keep him in line, you know, and we're staying. We're coming across that track in fast time.
Avery first served as a guide runner in 2004, and he says he views this as a team effort. In high school sports yesterday, the Heartland Christian Golf Invitational held at Fox Run at Council Bluffs. On the boys' side, it was Lewis Central winning the team title with a 327 score. East Mills, Boyer Valley, Nishnabadna, and St. Albert at the top 5. Logan Curran of East Mills shot 77 and won medalist honors. On the girls' side, St. Albert wins with a 468 total. Southwest Iowa and East Mills, the top 3. Miranda Scroggie of Nishnabotna was the individual champion, shooting an 88 in that meet yesterday. Well, the Mayo Clinic says Iowa State coach Fred Hoiberg is expected to be released today, less than a week after open-heart surgery. Hoiberg had surgery at the clinic in Rochester, Minnesota on Friday to replace his aortic valve, a procedure that he put off twice during the season. Hoiberg is expected to need 4 to 6 weeks of recovery before returning to work. Hoiberg retired from the NBA following the 2004-05 season following heart issues. He just completed his fifth season at Iowa State, leading the Cyclones to 4 straight NCAA tournament appearances and back-to-back Big 12 tournament titles. Iowa State Athletic Director Jamie Pollard says he'll return to work full-time on Monday, just weeks after suffering a heart attack. Pollard met with the media yesterday for the first time since suffering that heart attack while at a track meet at the University of Northern Iowa in early March. Pollard underwent open-heart surgery the next day. The 50-year-old Pollard says an artery tear known as a dissection caused his attack. Pollard added that he's fortunate that the attack happened at a place where there were medical personnel on hand. In baseball, Colton Wong homered and drove in the tie-breaking run with a double in the eighth inning to lift the St. Louis Cardinals to a 7-5 win over the Washington Nationals last night. Wong was 3-for-4 with 3 RBIs and had a 2-run homer in the second inning, a single in the fourth. Elsewhere in the National League, Pittsburgh beat Chicago 4-3, Miami over Philadelphia 6-1, the Mets beat Atlanta 3-2, Cincinnati over Milwaukee 2-1, Colorado 5-4 over San Diego, San Francisco beat the Dodgers 3-2. In the American League, Mike Pelfrey pitched 7 scoreless innings to pick up his first victory since 2013 as the Minnesota Twins beat the Kansas City Royals 3-0 last night. Elsewhere in the American League, the White Sox beat Cleveland 6-0, Toronto over Baltimore 4-2, Yankees beat the Tigers 13-4, Tampa Bay over Boston 7-5, Oakland 9-2 over the Angels, Seattle beat Houston 3-2. In interleague play, Arizona down Texas 8-5. In Pacific Coast League baseball, Memphis beat Omaha 7-2, New Orleans a 6-3 winner over Iowa. And Iowa offensive coordinator Greg Davis says the Hawkeye offense won't change with new starting quarterback C.J. Beathard, but they will take advantage of his strengths. After 2 seasons as the backup to Jake Rudock, Beathard was named Iowa's starting quarterback just days after a Tax Slayer Bowl loss to Tennessee.
You know, we have done a few things different in the passing game that we think fit C.J. in terms of trying to stretch the field. So I think there'll be more of those kind of things.
Davis says he'll try to take advantage of Beathard's arm by stretching the field more in the passing game and hopes the threat of a deep ball will help out a run game that struggled for much of last season. The Hawkeyes will close out their spring drills with an open practice on Saturday. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field.